Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hoyna Akotot with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. The 1.5-year-old Hungarian toddler who was stuck in Nepal after the earthquake with her grandparents was brought home on Monday. The child arrived back to Hungary with the help of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Hungarian Baptist Aid's rescue team. The house the small girl's relatives lived in was completely destroyed, and they survived the aftershock of the past few days in their car. Members of the Budapest Baptist Aid rescue team returned home as well after a week in the disaster-stricken country.
We were able to attend to more than 300 people, but it's important to mention that they weren't severely injured. They were mostly sick people, sick children, but of course we also helped the injured. But often it was more of a psychological support. It was essential for people to be able to sit down and talk to someone, to tell us about their houses, their hardships, everything.
The first Hungarian troops will leave for Iraq at the end of May to join the International Coalition Against the Islamic State, said the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade in Baghdad. Peter Szijjártó and eight Iraqi leaders discussed restoration of the area after the victory against IS. The minister said the two countries will most probably sign an agreement about economic cooperation on the subject already this year.
We agreed that we'd sign an agreement about economic cooperation during the year and rule out the possibility of dual taxing. Exim Bank created a $20 million budget for Hungarian companies to fund renovation work they take part in here. We also agreed that Hungary will ratify the agreement making Iraq a true strategic energy partner to the European Union as soon as possible.
Economic forecasts are more favorable in Hungary and the European Union. Demand is on the rise. Analysts believe it's what statistics from the Central Statistical Office's foreign trade report show. Export and import both significantly increased in February compared to last year. The government says it's evidence that economic growth can reach up to 3% this year.
This company in Győr is almost completely booked for orders until the end of the year. The firm employs almost 50 people and produces customized metalworking machines and hydraulic systems for big automobile companies. But they also receive more and more requests from the aerospace industry. In the past few weeks, we received multiple substantial orders, meaning 70-80% of our work capacity will be engaged until the end of the year, said head of the HR. Klaus Hungaria Ltd. sells 95 of its 100 combine harvesters and agricultural machines to foreign buyers. The German-owned company has decided to expand its production at its plant in Törökszentmiklós. What's most important is that for the first time in history of Klaus Hungaria, in 2015, research and development will be expanded, and I think that is in harmony with economic policy in general, said Viktor Winkler. Thanks to companies producing to export and especially mechanical engineering companies, foreign trade surplus has continued to grow in February. According to data from the Central Statistical Office, export increased by 6% and import increased by 6.1% in the second month of this year compared to a year earlier. Hungarian export in February was 7.2 billion euros and import was 6.3 billion euros. Hungary's foreign trade surplus has thus grown to 848 million euros. One of the factors further increasing exports could be the start of production of the new Suzuki model and Audi also switching to three-shift production, the economy ministry stated in its evaluation of foreign trade expansion. The ministry also emphasized at the same time that thanks to the opening to the East policy, export to Eastern countries has increased more greatly than export to the EU. A researcher said to M1 News that in opening to the East policy, small and medium-sized companies should also get to play bigger roles. And for that, we would need more government support, seeing as these small and medium-sized companies don't have the necessary financial background or knowledge to try their luck on a market so far off, and so they still need a bit of help, said Agnes Sunomar. The government has made the decision to pay attention to small companies, said the State Secretary for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. László Szabó added that the European Union funds used by the government to stimulate the economy will help these companies. The state secretary thinks growing export will keep its momentum throughout the rest of the year. It seems the government can handle its own plans and the 2.6% growth of GDP with a bit more optimism. Chances are that 3% or even higher growth will be seen this year, or at least that's what the first months show so far, said László Szabó. The state secretary added, another factor that can help further increase foreign trade is that more and more foreign independent economic research institutes and professional magazines find Hungary a good place to invest.
The protection of ethnic minorities and a more effective judiciary system appear in the cooperation agreement signed by the Serbian and Hungarian ministers of justice in the Serbian capital. László Trócsányi said that the two countries' legal experts will work together regularly from now on to prepare Serbia's entry to the EU. Minority rights will be an important part of the conciliation.
Serbia has to prepare an action plan regarding minority cases until the end of the year. I think we've progressed in more than one way in the area. Our national councils have started work, and I think we have to look at the best ways to ensure that in public, for example with the police, courts and other government organizations, the ratios of the population and the nationalities in it be rightfully represented. That is what we would be glad to help with.
Teachers from the Carpathian Basin can start applying for courses announced by the Bolyai Summer University starting May 4th. The Association of Hungarian Teachers in Romania await the applications of teachers and professors in 10 localities in Transylvania. The Hungarian government supports the programs by 17 million forints, about 57,000 euros. This year's main topic will be improving communication in the classroom.
The development of communication abilities, the quality of communication between teacher and student, student and teacher, student and parent, teacher and parent, depend greatly on teachers' competencies and abilities. In addition, we've seen a great interest in the subject based on surveys, and so it's one of our main priorities currently.
The collection of signatures in support of Hungarian native language writing and reading education has begun in Slovakia. The motive of the Ministry of Education's planned change from September, stating that only 5 hours of native language reading and writing classes shall be held each week, while Slovakian first graders in turn have 9. A group of civilians think that Hungarian children will be at a disadvantage because of the decree, and they won't be able to learn to use their native language properly.
In this elementary school in Dunaszerdahely in Slovakia, students learn to read and write in Hungarian 8 hours a week. The Bratislava Ministry for Education would reduce this to 5 hours from next year. The children who attend Hungarian schools would be in a disadvantage, says this teacher. Teachers say the reduced hours would make it more difficult for the kids to become interpretive readers, to think in Hungarian, not just understanding it. Most of the teachers are against the regulation. We are strongly against the draft regulation because this would harm students who study in Hungarian language. This would almost discriminate them, said the principal of the school. A civil organization now starts a petition saying the government's decision would push ethnic Hungarian children towards Slovak language schools. The group wants to draw attention to the impossible situation of the Hungarian education in Slovakia. That's why they are collecting 20,000 signatures and present the petition to the Minister of Education. We feel that the Slovakian-Hungarian civil society has started to move. We might have arrived to a point where the Hungarian people living in Slovakia are trying to show the political elite that they have had enough, they want no more of this, said the initiator of the petition. A number of Slovakian-Hungarian organizations expressed their support towards the collection of signatures, which lasts until the 20th of May. The party of the Hungarian community, MKP, summoned a meeting with other ethnic Hungarian parties and civil organizations for next Monday to discuss the situation of the Hungarian language education in Slovakia.
That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night and every night. Thanks for watching.
아, 홀리데이, 홀리데이.
집에 가서 뭐 인터뷰 하자고요? 어떻게?
해주시면 잘 차는데요.
많이 벌었어요. 그리고 집도 없으니까 5만 원.